We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses, people that were once in your shoes. Our TSBC alumni, speakers, and friends will shed light on growth strategies, resources, and inspiration to help you scale your creative business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt, the founder of Trade Show Bootcamp, and welcome to Proof to Product. I am back with part two of our National Stationery Show recap. Today, you're going to hear from three of our Trade Show Bootcamp alumni about what went well for them at the show, where they skimped and where they splurged in their spending, and they're also going to share some of the benefits that they experienced by being at a wholesale show like the Stationery Show. Today's episode features interviews with Katie from Page Stationery, Monique from Violet Flamingos, and Katie from The Good Twin. Also, before we get started, I wanted to let you know that we are running our first ever summer session of the Paper Camp e-course. This program will help you get your product line ready for wholesale, refine your wholesale sales tools, strengthen your marketing, and prepare you to exhibit at shows like the Stationery Show. We have helped over 800 brands launch or refine their wholesale program. And these are brands that you will find on the shelves of Target, Anthropologie, Container Store, Paper Source, and even independent boutiques located internationally. So classes start on June 4th, and we are filling up pretty quickly, but head on over to tradeshowcamp.com, then click on Paper Camp eCourse to snag your seat. I'll also include that link here in our show notes. So enjoy part two of our National Stationery Show special series. Hey, I'm here with Katie from Page Stationery. How are you doing, Katie?
I'm good.
I'm so excited to chat with you today because Paige has been at the Stationery Show for several years, but this is your first time at the show, right? I mean, here with Paige, right?
Yes, correct. First time.
Awesome. Okay, so let me hear, what did you skimp on and what did you splurge on when putting this booth together?
Skimping was pretty easy because I inherited like flooring that was already purchased and things like that. And we decided to build the booth, so I hired a local young carpenter in town and got a really good deal. So we built that. We did splurge, I think, on the space. Our booth was expensive, not gonna lie.
Well, you've got a beautiful double space that's also a corner too, so there's a premium there.
Yeah, and the parkan.
Yeah, I love me my parkans, but you know that already coming through Paper Camp e-course. Okay, what was something that did not go as planned for you guys, and how did you handle it?
So everything really has gone planned. I know nobody wants to hear that, but I'm a major planner. And I planned for the worst. So I think we practiced. We had the luxury of having an empty space next to our studio where we put the booth up a month in advance and got to play and test. We tested different types of shelving. We tested how we wanted to lay out the walls. We tested different types of vinyl. So we got to play around and test, and I think that helped.
Oh, that's huge. I love that you tested the shelvings and the wall, like all of it, because you never know what's going to happen when you set up for the first time at a show. So love the type A planner in you. So who have you connected with by being here at the show? What opportunities have come your way? How's the show gone for you?
I think the biggest thing, since we have two sides of our business, custom, it's been huge to connect face-to-face with our custom retailers. You know, we just talk on the phone with them, and a lot of times they call and they're very unhappy or, you know, in a spot and they need it, they're in a jam and we have to fix it. So it's nice to meet with them, give them a hug, tell them we're here to help them, and tell them our customer service is what you're in for us. Yeah. And then from a box good wholesale businesses, which I've really been highlighting and trying to build in our business, some really great stores that have been on my hit list and have come in. We met with this amazing store out in LA. They have a shop in Fred Siegel, and she actually wanted samples of one of our stuff so she could go talk at NSS about it. And she wants to like connect with us and do a partnership. So I'm really, really excited. Some West Coast love.
I love that. I also think it's really important to highlight that a lot of relationships are built here at the show, and that often leads to like opportunities later. You know, things happen here, but they actually won't come to fruition until you're there. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, I set goals according to what my rules are from Katie Hunt. And one of them I tried to teach the team and tell them was that it wasn't about sales. It really isn't. And I think for us, we didn't show last year and we got a lot of calls and saying, where are you? Why aren't you here? And coming back with a new branding, new look, basically a whole new line. We wanted to make sure that it was about building the connections and making those connections with people that we want to be in those shops and letting them see the new page and what we have done and what we've built.
I love that. What advice would you give to somebody that's considering doing a trade show and maybe they're going at it for the first time?
I say do it. Find a buddy and share a booth. I think having that backup, especially if I'm blessed enough that I have 10 people on my staff and I could pull and have that help, but I know that's not the case for everybody and some people are working out of their house and all that. Get a buddy, or if you have a husband, lure him in. But share a booth, and that way you can do it together. I think having a partner that's in it to win it with you will make every the difference.
Great advice. Thanks so much, Katie. Where can people find you online?
We are at paidstationery.com. That's stationery, E-R-Y.
Thank you. All right, thanks so much.
Bye.
All right. I am here with Monique from Violet Flamingos. How you doing, Monique?
Doing good. How are you doing, Katie?
Excellent. So this is your first time at the National Stationery Show, correct?
Yes, it is.
And how's it going for you?
It's good. We've made a lot of connections, so I have a lot of accounts that I'm really excited to follow up with after the show, and we actually had some press come by, so we'll see how that goes. We had WGSN kind of take an interest, and so one of my favorites, actually, so we'll see how that all works out. But
that's awesome. So leading up to the show, what was something that, like, maybe you were nervous about or that didn't go as planned, and how did you deal with it?
Well, I decided to do the show pretty late, so I was very fortunate because I looked on the Trade Show Bootcamp Facebook, and Golden Fox Goods was selling their booth, so that was actually quite amazing and serendipitous, so I was able to conquer the whole booth aspect very quickly, and upon getting the booth, there was just a couple issues with the side of the crate. So my husband's actually buying a couple supplies right now to fix that. Before we pack it back up.
It seems like there were a lot of crate issues this time, but I'm glad people's stuff got here in one piece, and now we got to fix it for the way home.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Cool. What were some opportunities? You mentioned press, but like, what were some other opportunities that came about because of the show?
Licensing, of course, had some licensing options. And our neighbors, Lily and Val, are amazing. And talking with them, I've just insider info that I've learned from them and from Kara that is priceless. So just being here and being involved in the community itself has been really helpful. And just getting the feedback. Like, I know my zone and I know who my customer just by being at a national show. And interesting how other international retailers have approached me that I wouldn't think, you know, so it's been really exciting, just that kind of aspect.
It's definitely, you know, such a wide audience of buyers at this show, and it's incredible to get in front of them in one stop, because you think about it, you know, you and I are both in California. How would we get in front of these people that are all over the country, all over the world, really, if it weren't for a show like this or a different show? But I'm glad to hear you've had success with that too. If you had to give one piece of advice for somebody that was going to be doing a show down the road, what would you tell them now that you've done it?
I guess just be as prepared as possible. I mean, I slept a lot less, which isn't ideal, but for me personally, I was way more prepared than I ever could have thought as far as all the little details. I had put together a press kit for the first time, just everything. I just was really happy with my preparation. So just really make checklists way ahead of time and give yourself a deadline. Like, expand that out at least 3 months before the show and each week, and just tell yourself, okay, this has to get done. Deadline. There's just no, it's the next thing won't come up. You won't finish the next step if you don't finish that step. So just give yourself baby steps and you'll get there.
Yeah, it's incredible how much is contingent on the next piece, right? Like, so you do this and then you have to do this and this. And so having a built-out schedule, absolutely, I agree with. That's great advice, so thank you.
Yeah.
Where can people find you online if they want to check out your products or connect with you on social media?
Violetflamingos.com or at violetflamingos.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Katie.
All right, I'm here with Katie Wilson from The Good Twin. How are you doing, Katie?
Good, Katie. How are you?
I'm having a great time. How many times have you done the stationery show?
This is my third time exhibiting myself, and then I did the show 2 times previously with my rep group, Crown Canary.
And how has your experience as an exhibitor changed over the years?
Oh, my. Well, everyone told me that the third year was the time where people start to kind of understand that you're here, and I did not believe them. And so far, I believe, I'd have to add it up, but I believe today I've officially hit my total of both of my previous years already, and we're in day two.
That's fantastic.
It's insane. And I feel like we did do a corner booth this year, which definitely feels better, but I'm feeling very validated that I like brought my employee, sprung for the corner booth, and we're writing lots of orders and finding lots of new stores too.
Excellent. So you mentioned a couple things that you splurged on, bringing staff and the corner booth premium and all that stuff. What is something that you maybe skimped on?
Oh, girl, you know I skimp on, like, everything. I was just talking about this. I share an Airbnb with some friends of mine, so we've got a very comfortable situation, but there are a few of us packed into a couple rooms rather than doing a hotel. I'm famous for using only the subway. I have yet to take a cab since I've been here, including pulling an IKEA table all over town by myself like an idiot. And I try and keep it in check when it comes to eating out during the day, and then I go big at night. I like to be able to, like, have a nice dinner, drink some wine after hours. But for breakfast and lunch, we keep it easy.
Excellent. So you've done the show a few years now. You've exhibited with your rap group on your own. What are some of the benefits that you've seen over the years from doing these types of shows?
I'd say being able to connect with the buyers is such a cliche thing to say, but it's really true. Like, getting to put a face to a name, I feel like it gives... It allows my personality to shine because, you know, I'm such a charmer. But it's also, it's nice to be able to put a face to a name and, like, personify these stores that I've been working with forever. And it, you know, it keeps both of us more involved in the relationship, I think. So that's the biggest thing. I also am realizing the longer I'm in the industry, the more I realize that different buyers like to place orders differently. Some of my buyers only order at shows. So if I'm not here, then they'll spend all their money and maybe they send me an email in, like, July with a small order. But some of my other buyers just like to come and look at things. And, you know, I have my keychains are out now. So a lot of my buyers are coming to, like, pick those up and see the packaging. And when they see them in person, it just, it's different than seeing an Instagram post or catalog or even a nice styled shot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What did you do before the show, like in the months leading up to the show, that may have helped you when you were actually here doing your setup? Like, what did you plan for that eased your setup or?
I will say, we were talking about skimping earlier.
Yeah.
I really wanted to make sure that this show was worth my while. I spent a lot of money up front building hard walls and shipping them out to the show. And so now I've created this challenge for myself where I want to work within the framework that I've already set for myself. So I rearranged shelves. I, you know, changed to a corner booth, but I'm still using all the things that I started with 3 years ago. So every year I do that, it's less money each year. So planning for that has been really helpful. But I also like to, I make a booth diagram. I lay everything out before I get here so I don't have any surprises. And then I could just come and set up as a breeze because we've already done all that decision making of, like, how do I want to organize these? I need to make sure that everything fits and all that kind of stuff. And then Emily, my employee, and I set up was a breeze.
Excellent. I love hearing that. I'm hearing from fewer people this year that had big mishaps. So did you have anything go wrong? And if so, how did you handle it?
I didn't have anything big go wrong. It was just generally stressful. I was helping out some friends of mine this year with their employees. They couldn't be here, so I was assisting them with building their booth. My load-in time or my crate delivery time was earlier. So I thought, or so I was told. So I was supposed to get here on Thursday at 1, and so I figured if I was here by Thursday at 6, I could pop up my walls myself, put a coat of paint on them, and then let my employee do the rest of the setup on Friday and help my friends. My crate was delivered at 10:30 p.m. on Thursday night. So thank goodness for good friends who, like, brought me dinner and wine. let me be the first to recommend having two glasses of wine and then setting up booth walls by yourself. So luckily I didn't kill myself. And I got it all done. It was just a late night. And then Friday was great. And I was able to help out some friends because, I mean, that's the best thing about this community is, like, everyone's willing to help and we all come together. And it's such an emotional and stressful time that I feel like I spend a lot of time being like, I just love you guys so much. But it's true. So.
It is. Well, thank you so much. Where can people find you online to check out your keychains and all the other products you offer?
My website is thegoodtwin.co and my Instagram handle is @thegoodtwinco.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to part 2 of our National Stationery Show recap. This is a 3-part series. If you missed part 1 yesterday, go back and listen to that and stay tuned. Part 3 will be out and ready for you tomorrow. Hey guys, it's Katie Hunt from Trade Show Bootcamp. I know that many of you have been patiently waiting for the return of our Paper Camp e-course, and I'm excited to tell you that our summer session is almost here. This is a four-week online program that kicks off on June 4th. You'll get new videos to watch each week on your own, and we'll have a live Q&A call each week with me and special guest experts. But you gotta act fast because registration closes on June 2nd. If you want to see your products on the shelves of retail stores, big and small, or if you want to launch or refine your wholesale program or exhibit at large-scale wholesale shows, this is the program for you. We cover product development, sales tools for wholesale, working with reps, marketing to retailers, and exhibiting at shows. To learn more and register, head on over to tradeshowcamp.com and then click on Paper Camp eCourse. That's tradeshowcamp.com, then Paper Camp eCourse. I look forward to having you join me.
Proof to Product is brought to you by Trade Show Bootcamp and hosted by me, Katie Hunt. Since 2011, TSBC has worked with hundreds of product-based businesses to help them uplevel, scale, and build profitable, sustainable companies. You can find our show notes and additional resources at prooftoproduct.com. And if you like what you heard today, please head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a 5-star review and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode.